that our trip to Sacramento was the first phase, because certainly our goal is to reverse three strikes. As Pastor spoke about the numbers incarcerated, how that money is used, the state of California, 140% of its prison population is 40% beyond capacity, has been ordered to release 57,000 people. Now, when those 57,000 are released, if Governor Schwarzenegger obeys the order, he's rejected the order. When those 57,000 are released, the question becomes, what are we building as a community to receive them in peace and to receive them in a way that is progressive? That's not their charge, that's our charge. And our coming together only means, as we grow together, that eventually we'll be in a place and a position to craft a community that we've been waiting for and hoping for and looking for all the days of our lives. Let me say this in closing, that which is new, newborn life, is very fragile. You have to handle babies very carefully. This is why, in the midst of these controversies, this is a baby movement. So now the question becomes, how much love do we really have for justice? And do we love justice enough to protect it, to nurture it, to feed the process, so that we do not allow our own personal passions? See, there's a problem in a meeting where you feel like if you don't have the mic, then screw everybody. Pardon me, Pastor. But that's the way some of us respond. If I can't say what I want to say by myself, for myself, I'm leaving by myself. Thank God.
Jesus.
By yourself. But we need unity in order to achieve what it is that we're after. And we're not going to let any personalities put this thing down. Pastor said they've been under attack. And of course, the Nation of Islam has been under attack ever since we were born. So we're used to it. So welcome to the club, Pastor. You all know what we're talking about. So why don't we just determine that we're going to craft the principles, which we talked about in our meeting, which will help to govern and guide our unity.
Come on.
That has to be done. God willing, by the time we're here next Saturday, principles will be on paper for approval. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
And if you can agree to some basic, and we can agree to some basic operating principles, then it's easier then to deal with differences when they arrive. That's really why the Constitution is crafted the way it's crafted. It wasn't crafted, U.S. Constitution. It wasn't crafted to deal with people that agree. It was crafted to determine how to handle disagreements. That's why it was crafted. Well, don't we have some disagreements? Okay, then what do we have to keep us united? And this problem can really produce a very beautiful solution.
Right.
If we're willing to stay together.
I just want to offer something that scripture says that all things are lawful but not expedient. Everybody say that after you say all things are lawful.
All things are lawful
but not expedient.
Not expedient.
If you go out of here, what's this? Well, this is 27. Okay, and let's say that you go out here to the light right here at what's that?
West
Street. If you pull up to the light on 27th Street and your light is red, work with me for a second. Okay? The law says, right, you're supposed to stop, correct?
That's right.
If your light turns green, the law says what? Okay, but if somebody runs their light, my question to you is that if your light is turning green, somebody else's light is red, they have ran their light, what are you going
to
do? What should you do?
You should stop.
You should stop. Even though the law
that's good teaching, doctor.
Is on your side.
That's good teaching, doctor. That's good stuff.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you pull out into the intersection, are you following me?
Yeah.
Come on, you end up creating an accident.
Sad. Yeah.
And somebody's, and then you kill somebody just for maintaining your right to the law. Y'all feel what I'm saying? Okay. And so, what I'm trying to offer us is this: is that what I want us to remember is that, listen, y'all, we just getting to meet each other. You know, what's your name, sister?
Sister Tracy.
I just met Tracy in Mandingo a few weeks ago.
Right.
Okay. And what I know is that you all, they've been active, working for justice.
Right.
You know, doing whatever they've been doing. But y'all know what? I've been working for justice too.
Right.
And we all, but the issue is we have all been working separately.
Yes.
Now we're trying to come together. And unity is the hardest thing to get.
That's right.
Speak.
I don't know if I'm making sense
to you.
And so what I'm trying to offer is this. The issue for all of us in this room is not about our motive. All of us have the same motive. Okay? All of us have the same message. All of us want justice. You know, all of us want equality. All of us can enumerate everything that's happening in the community. The issue is all of us have the same motivation. We have the same method. We have the same message. But we've all been operating with different methods. Now, all of these methods now have come into the room. Does that make sense? And we have not had time to sit down and figure out what the method is going to be, because we were so busy trying to, we're so busy now, and Christ is trying to get justice for Oscar Grant. Does that make sense?
That's right.
So what I believe I hear the minister offering to us, and what I want to offer is that at some point we have to sit down and strategize about the method. Does that make sense?
Right.
Because the other thing that I would like to say is, forgive me for talking too long. But my mother and father used to argue like cats and dogs, right before church. My dad was a pastor, and every Sunday, do y'all hear what I'm saying? They argue, right? I mean, they be arguing like cats and dogs, I mean, cussing each other out. Y'all ain't hearing me. Then my dad would get to the pulpit on Sunday and say, oh, my sweet wife. And I said, you big hypocrites. Do y'all hear what I'm trying to say? Well, because what they would not do, I don't care how they fought at home,
they wouldn't do it in the front.
They would not do it in the public. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? So whatever room we got to get in, if we got to hash something out,
come on,
somebody help. If we got to talk some things through, let's get in the room. You hear what I'm saying? And hashing, if we cuss each other out in there, but when we come out of here, does that make sense? Other thing I want to offer is, other reason that people have gotten messed up at Showtime after Apollo. It's because they were singing in their shower and somebody told them they can sing. But just because you sound good in your shower don't mean you're going to sound good when you get on a big stage. So sometimes it's not about whether or not you should talk. The question is when you should talk and on what stage. Y'all hear what I'm saying? All right, the meeting is not designed to shut off anybody, keep anybody from, you know, being a part. We want to empower and equip everybody to fulfill the assignment and do the work that God has called and assigned you to do. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So at some point we'll be able to come together and, you know what I'm saying, to sit down and work those things out. But in the meantime, let's all here leave knowing that even though we ain't got the methods figured out, all of us are still united on the message. And the ministry. And the mission. Y'all got it? Okay? Come on, let's go.
Yes. So basically, of the leadership, are you basically the only ministers left aside from Minister?
There are others who are present, and
while you haven't bowed their knee to Baal, sister.
Yes. What you do is you all grab somebody by the hand too. Y'all pray hard that the consciousness of the clergy will be raised.
Yes.
Okay. And hopefully that if we model the unity, you know, most people don't help you push a wagon up the hill, they jump on when it's going down. So people will come once they see it working, and that's my sense of it. And so we just gotta keep plowing and just pray who's coming. So it's been a good night. Let's pray together. Hold the hand of your brother and sister real tight. Hold it tight. You know, and let's thank God that we have all had an opportunity to greet each other and get close. If Oscar Grant had not, if this had not happened, a lot of us in this room would not know each other. We would not be working as close.
Amen.
And so if it has done nothing else for us but to put us in the same room,
that's right,
working on the same agenda, then something good has come out of this. And Father, we're grateful. And we ask you to smile on us as we be here and bless your people tonight and bless our community. Bind the work of the enemy. Don't let the enemy be successful. But keep us united as a family.
Yes.
And let us leave here with your love in our hearts and modeling that in our neighborhood. And we ask it. And it is to that end that we pray. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hug somebody and tell them you love them. Give them a good hug. Tell them you love them.